الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's allowed us to enter and witness this month, the blessed month of Ramadan. You know, the cosmic order, the way the earth is in its size. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's magnanimity is such, and the beauty and the design that He has made of this universe, that if the size of this planet changed by 1 times by 10 to the power of minus 36, so let me put it this way, 0. Put 35 zeros and a 1 at the end. So that size, 0 point, put 35 zeros and a 1 at the end. If the planet size was if the planet size was any larger, because of how complex humans are, due to human complexity, biological life would cease to exist. Similarly, even if it was smaller. Just imagine, 0 point, add 35 zeros and a 1 at the end. That size of a difference, and human existence would cease because of our complexity, how complex we are, biological life as a whole, and therefore human existence. Another example: the cosmic order, where the location of the Earth is in what's called the habitable zone. Any closer, and the oceans would reach boiling point. Any closer, the oceans would reach boiling point, because of which, again, biological life would cease to exist. If any further, it would freeze, and again, the planetary's temperature would be at a point where biological life would again cease to exist because of how complex we are. Just imagine this, just as something as minute as just the place of where the Earth is. And this cosmic order is through this that the moon orbits the Earth. And through its orbit, we have the lunar calendar. And we have the lunar calendar, we have our months of Islam, the 12 months of Islam, because of which one of them is the month of Ramadan. But just understand the entire system, the entire universe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created with perfect design. Allah mentions, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضُيَاءَ وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. It's Allah who has made the sun a ضِيَاء. ضِيَاء meaning it's a light, but it includes heat. نُور. He has made the moon a nur, a radiance, in the sense that it's reflective light. وَقَدَّرَهُ manazil, and He's placed them at their fixed locations, manazil, so at their different locations. Meaning, from there, we have our calendar. It's how people would know dates. So, similarly, that's how we have this. Now, it's through this that we have the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ni'mah, the bounty, because of which you are able to witness the month of Ramadan. But what does Ramadan come from? The word Ramadan, it comes from the word Ramad, which means to burn. In the code of one meaning, it means to burn. And what does that mean for us? Particularly, how can we relate to this month? In the sense that it's a means for us to burn our sins, for us to spiritually purify and rectify ourselves. Ramadan, from the meaning of it. And in relation to the verse that I quoted, that what is the Quranic rationale? How does Allah describe fasting? What is the fasting? He mentions, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That fasting has been prescribed upon you, meaning it's been ordained, it's fard upon us, like it was on the people that came before, the people who preceded us. Why? So perhaps, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, perhaps you will develop taqwa, you will develop God consciousness. Now what's the relationship between fasting and developing taqwa? Because Allah has mentioned, fasting has been prescribed upon you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so perhaps you will develop this God consciousness. Number one, what's God consciousness? And number two, how does fasting develop that? So what is God consciousness? The fact that we live our life knowing of the boundaries Allah has set. Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya. Wiqaya means a shield, an impediment. What's the purpose of a shield? A shield is to protect us. You go, whether it's in battle, wherever. You have a shield. Things are being thrown at you. It's to protect you. Now, taqwa is this conceptual shield where an individual, having taqwa, it will be his barrier or his shield from committing sins. So what's taqwa? It's the God consciousness, it's the awareness of Allah, which prevents a person from committing sins. Now, it sounds very abstract, but you can imagine. A person, he's walking on the street. Now he sees the opposite gender. He knows he has to lower his gaze. What's going to prevent him in that situation from looking, what's going to prevent him is going to be that God consciousness. The state within him that's developed to know that I've got to lower my gaze. It requires practice. Taqwa is not something which is suddenly overnight, that's just there. It's developed. Remember, one of the things of fasting is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So perhaps you will attain taqwa. But taqwa in its development has different forms. I'll give an example. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسِ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرِ, that there are many people who fast, but they gain nothing from their fast except hunger. There are many that fast, but they gain nothing from their fast except hunger. And Allah has said in the Quran, what's the rationale He's provided for fasting? Is so that we're going to develop taqwa. When we are fasting, we are refraining from eating, drinking, and our sensual desires, our intimate relations. We're going to refrain from these three things. When we are going to refrain from these three things, we are developing certain characteristics within us. We have two types of characteristics within us: angelic and bestial. I'll explain, like malakiyah and bahimiyah. Angelic meaning the qualities of angels. For example, ibadah. The angels, their state is that they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't engage in desires. They do whatever has been commanded of them. Whatever has been commanded of them, they do. That's their role. So we have similar states in us, where we perform our salah, we perform our ibadat, we eat. Eating and drinking is permissible, but it's also a characteristic which is bestial, meaning it's like an animalistic. It's not a characteristic of the angels, which is, it's not to say that it's impermissible. That's not what he's saying. We're saying that you have these qualities in us. If we continually give into our carnal desires, constantly give into our carnal desires, but we do not work on ourselves and our angelic characteristics, we fall in the category more towards one. I'll give you an example. Somebody who engages in all is constantly overfilling themselves, with food, and constantly giving into their desires, they fall prey to their desires. They find it very hard, even the person might be performing their salah, etc. They find it very hard to control their desires, very difficult. They've got no discipline whatsoever. It's not to say this person is sinful. Again, if he's eating beyond his full, then that is sinful. That's a different case. But a person who engages in permissible desires, that itself is not impermissible. However, what he does to himself is that he makes himself susceptible. He makes himself so weak that he can't control himself. That when something is there, the person will look for loopholes and a way that, I want to give in, I want to do that. It happens. So we have these characteristics within us that are, angel-like and are animal-like. The angel-like ones are that we are obedient. The animal-like are those that we fulfill necessities. That's not to say that you can't fulfill them, if they're permissible. However, there's a balance that's created. We do that, and we also connect ourselves in our salah, in our dua, and we'll find that when we engage ourselves so much in our desires, and so much in the world, that we find that in our salah we are lacking spiritually at the same time. It's just a natural consequence, and that's why we require more to work on ourselves. What does Ramadan do? In Ramadan, even the permissible things become impermissible. Eating, drinking, and engaging in sensual desires are permissible. After the month of Ramadan, they're permissible, so long as they're permissible. But in the month of Ramadan, during certain hours, even those become impermissible. What are we doing? Developing those angel-like characteristics, controlling our inner state. Taqwa is being developed. And why are we doing this? We're not doing this for any sake. We're doing this purely for the pleasure of Allah. And this is why fasting is one of those rewards. In one narration, Hadith Qudsi is mentioned, As-sawmu li. Allah says that fasting is reserved for me. All a'mal that we do is for Allah anyway. When we perform a salah, we don't do it for others. But Allah has mentioned, As-sawmu li. Fasting is for me. Why is there a a relationship directly with Allah, with fasting, and not with other a'mal, although it is done for Allah. It's the fact that there's an additional sincerity in fasting which isn't found in other a'mal. I'll give you an example. Salah, you're performing. Somebody can see you perform your salah. You are fasting. During your fast, at a certain point of the day, you will be in isolation. At a certain point. What is going to prevent you from breaking that fast or opening that fast is purely taqwa. It's purely for the sake of Allah. A person can break that fast. Nobody else is going to know. Nobody else is going to know. The only reason why he's going to continue is because of the awareness of Allah. Purely for Allah. Which is why for this amal, even the angels don't know the reward of fasting. The angels won't know the reward of this fasting. And we will find out, عند لقاء ربي, فرحة عند لقاء ربي, the joy will be that when we meet Allah, when we see the reward of fasting. But this is just the minimum. In the sense that refraining from eating, drinking, our sensual desires, a level of taqwa will be developed, a certain level. But the essence of the fast is whole spiritual change. How do I conduct myself during my fast? In everything, my whole way of life. Which is why in one hadith, Rasulullah mentions beautifully, that مَلَّمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورُ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ Whoever does not leave evil speech and acting upon this evilness, these wrong things, these inequities. فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ There is no need in his fast, meaning there is no need in him leaving his food and drink. Meaning, the essence of the fast is being lost, which is the spiritual reformation, our spiritual rectification, our spiritual reconnection. Again, the same hadith I mentioned before. رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهْرُ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ Sorry. رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهْرُ That there are many people that fast, but they gain nothing from their fast except hunger. There are many people that perform qiyam at night, but they gain nothing but tiredness. Why? The ikhlas is lost. The sincerity is lost. Why? Because the essence of the fast in terms of me spiritually reforming myself is lost. If I am refraining from my eating, drinking, and sensual desires, but I'm swearing, my akhlaq isn't there, I'm engaging in impermissible things, the essence of the fast is lost. So the fast is a very holistic. This Ramadan is extremely holistic. It's comprehensive. It's not limited to just food and sensual desires. Rather, of the fasting of the tongue, of the ears, of the sight, of the body, everything, the heart, the entire fast. And that's wherein our complete spiritual reformation, where we can, as I mentioned, that this month is our service. That for 11 months of the year, you can engage in eating, drinking, sensual desires, so long as they're permissible. It's allowed for us. But during this month, the permissible becomes impermissible as a service. Develop those angel-like characteristics, like your car, MOT. You put your car into the MOT. Why? It gets its servicing done to make sure it's roadworthy. It only happens for what? Maybe a day? Less than a day? Your MOT when it goes in for servicing? But it makes it roadworthy. Our soul, our spirituality becomes worthy when we spend this month for the sake of Allah completely. Where even the permissible becomes impermissible for us. May Allah grant us all true understanding and tawfiq. Join in the programs that we have. How do we spiritually reform ourselves? It's not just a matter of perseverance. It's a matter of ilm too, knowledge. How do we live this life? We need to have the knowledge. Which is why on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, after Fajr, Dhuhr and Asr, we have programs. After Fajr, 5 minutes. After Dhuhr, 5 minutes. In Fajr, we go through a fard, a reality of this world. After Dhuhr, it's a sunnah, it's a virtuous reward, a sin. And after Asr, whatever is going to be read in Taraweeh that night, we do a summary of it in 15 minutes. Everyone is requested to join.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للسلام هيا للسلام هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله الذي يصرف الأزمان بأنواع البركة والإحسان أحمده تعالى وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره هو الحنان المنان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ذي الجلال والإكرام وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للأنام صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم ومن تبعهم بالإحسان أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة في كل حين ومكان فيا أمة الإسلام والقرآن قد أضلنا ضيف كريم أعني شهرا كريما شهر رمضان شهر الصيام والقيام شهر الصدقات والبر والإحسان شهر أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان واعلموا أن من أهم العبادات فيه الصيام والقيام وتلاوة القرآن وصلة الأرحام أما فضل الصيام عباد الله فيقول رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أما فضل الصلة بالأرحام قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصدقة على المسكين صدقة وهو هي على ذي الرحم ثنتان صدقة وصلة أيها المسلمون علينا أن نشمر عن ساق الجد في أعمال رمضان التي يحبنا الله بها ويرضى بها عنا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على الصيام والقيام وتلاوة القرآن وصلة الأرحام وسلمنا في رمضان آمين يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.